What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, we'll read verse 14. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Then he says, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Then verse 16 says, for which cause we faint not, or we do not lose heart. It says, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Then he says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It doesn't end there. If you have the King James, it says semicolon, meaning that line of thought is still continuing. Why we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal things. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, let me teach you how to use eternal things to change temporal situations. Eternal does not mean invisible. Eternal does not mean non-existent. Eternal does not mean imaginary. Eternal means not bound by time. Eternal life means that time doesn't work on this life. The natural human life is not eternal. You know why? It is lived within what? The borders of time. That's why I say he was 80 years old. He was 100 years old. He was 120 years old. After that time, that class of life ceases to exist. Do you understand me now? But when they say eternal life, it means that it has gone out of the realm of time. Amen. It means that time cannot work on it. So, the Bible says there are things that cannot be seen, but they are what? That are eternal. You know, one of the realities of walking in faith, a lot of times when we talk about the life of faith and we talk about living in the consciousness of God's word, the problem people have sometimes is, how do I take what I am seeing inside Bible, are you getting me, and see it, permit me to use the word, kuru, where it becomes my experience. It's not just a scripture that I am what? Quoting. Because these eternal things we are talking about is what you are holding. God is eternal. His words are what? Eternal. And scripture refers to his words as things. Now, there are many things we don't see, but they exist. True or false? There are many things we don't see, but they exist. Don't go far. Data. How many of you have ever seen data? Ever seen data crossing the road? How many of you buy data? So is it possible to buy what you cannot see? Do they measure? How do they measure data? You say it's measured in gigs, right? He says, give me 1 gig data. That's what you do when you give me 2 gig data. But you have never seen, but you believe enough to give your money for it, and then you get it because you see its effect. So Jesus said in the book of John chapter 3 that there are things that are eternal. You might not see them, but you can see their effect. He said, if anyone born of the Spirit, born of God, is like the wind. Have you ever seen wind? But do you believe there's wind? Good. Do you believe that the word of God, are you getting me, is the breath of God and is the life of God, and that those words are things? Amen. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He says, and the earth was without what? Form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Scripture says, and God said, let there be light. God said, let there be what? Light. And there was light. Which light was? The one, he said. That means the same light they were seeing is the same light in his mouth. So there was a way to bring it out that it could be seen. You understand what I'm saying now? There are things that cannot be seen that are real. What that means is that there is a house you can't see, but it's existing as words. There are many things you can't see, but they are already existing in the form of what? Of words. They're existing as words. John chapter 1, verse 1. Now, every created thing you see under the earth has a source material. Every created thing has a source material. This cloth has a source material. This glass has a source material. Listen, what is the smallest unit of any? That's those of you who did science in secondary school. You say atoms. But when you go higher, you know that it goes beyond atoms. The atom is not the smallest. That you can still break what? Atoms down into electrons, right? But when atoms come together, they form what? Atoms of different elements. When they come together, they form different what? They form different compounds. Then those compounds can be seen. Are you with me? So you can go into the lab. If you are able to find two molecules of hydrogen and one molecule of oxygen under standard temperature and pressure, if you bring it together, it will turn to something you can see called water. Now, you see, this whole thing looks imaginary. That two molecules, unseen molecules of hydrogen and one molecule of unseen oxygen, if they come together under certain conditions, can produce something that you can see. You follow now? So there are standard temperature, pressure, are you getting me? Under which, if you subject this scripture, what you see in the Bible, it will turn to things you can see. Why? The source material for water is hydrogen and what? Oxygen. The source material for every created thing you see is the Word of God. That means there is a place where everything came from. There is a place where everything came from. There is a place where the whole created world came from. And the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Then he says, and the Word was God. Amen. Before oxygen. Before money. Then he says in verse 2, the Word was in the beginning with who? With God. Please follow. The Word was with God in the beginning with God. Verse 3 now says, all things. How many things?
All.
How many things?
All.
He says, all things. Plus what you are believing for. Somebody's car is in there. Somebody's job is in there. Somebody's husband is in there. What is all? All things were made through. No, don't say God. Because the Bible said the Word was with God. So don't just say all things were made through God. The Bible said all things were made through the Word. And because the subject matter here in discussion is what? Is the Word. The Bible says, and without the Word, nothing was made that was made. That means you can get everything from the Word and you cannot get anything without the Word. Tell your neighbor, you can get everything from the Word and you cannot get anything without the Word. So since the Word of God was God's source material for creating everything, listen now, you are at no deficiency, so to say, if you have the Word. Meaning what God had at creation, you also have it. So how many of you have the Word? Come on. If you have the Word, what do you have? If you have the Word, you have the same original source material that God used to create all things. So you can also pick the Word of God and you can create all things because you were created a creator. When the Bible says, let us make man in our image and likeness, Genesis 1:26-28, he wasn't saying, let us make man who looks like, who has our resemblance. If not, all these faces, God must be scary. Because that's what some people interpret. God looks like this person, looks like this person. So you'll be wondering, which one is the real face of God? God, if you see some, you say, this must be God. But if you see others, you say, I don't think this is God. This cannot be God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. So when the Bible says, to be made in the image and in the likeness of God, it's not talking about our physical looks. It's not talking about our physical appearance. To be made in the image of God and in his likeness means we are like him. It means like we can create like him. You were born a creator like God. So listen, if you ever find yourself in a situation where your world is without form and void, all you need is the original source material. From that original source material, you can rearrange everything. You can. Say, I can. Say, I have the original source material that created everything. So no man that has the Word of God is at disadvantage. Say amen if you can.
Amen.
So there is nothing you desire in this physical life that is not present in the Word of God as a seed. Genesis 1, Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. If you have the Word of God, please, if you don't remember anything tonight, remember this truth, that the same thing God used to create the world is the same thing He gave you. If He didn't use money, you don't need money. I see world champions. Do you know what it means when someone says, I have the Word of God? You see, when we tell you to read the Bible, to study the Word of God, it's not so that the pastor can have a bunch of church members that know how to talk word. It's for you. You would agree with me that you take a boy or a girl, put her in the university, who knew nothing about human anatomy or physiology. They say she's been given admission to read what? Medicine. How many of you know what they are telling that girl? Awards. That's what the lecturers do. The books she's reading are words. Words of doctors. Then they talk. They examine to know how far she has understood what has been said. Then they talk again. And then, you know, as they are talking, those words is changing her into something else. Then after a while, they'll say, okay, if you understood what we say, here is this piece of animal. Try what we just told you. The product of the word. That means take these words now. Do something here. Then she does it. They say, excellent. Move to the next class. They give you more words. Hello. Then after 7 years of training, the person comes out, takes an oath. They say, this person is now a what? Has become a doctor. That means there is a way the person used to be. Then the person heard words for 7 years. After 7 years, the person became something else. Then they say the person is a doctor. Now some of you can now confidently lie down on the bed and the person tells you that you are going to be fine. You say, thank you, doctor. You pass out. Then the person takes a knife. You have so much faith in the person to be able to tear you open. And why everybody is crying, say, no, she's experienced. Amen. We trust her. She's a product of words. Then they open you up. She comes by, you say, ah, I'm okay. That means those words have also had an impact on you. That means the word was made a doctor. No, you need to understand this. John 1:14. Let me show you before we go to Genesis 1:29. John 1:14. I don't want you to play with words. Jesus said in Mark chapter 12, you err. You get into error because you know not the scripture nor the power of God. The Bible says, and the word. Remember, this is still the same subject in John 1. And the word became flesh and did what? That means we could see it. And we beheld whose glory? The glory of the word. As the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So can I speak to someone? That you can enter into CFC and we keep training you with the word. If somebody listens to doctors, to the words of doctors and becomes a doctor, what do you think will happen to somebody who listens to the word of God? What will he become? That means after listening to the word of God over a period of time, you can also have mastery over life. The way God does. That's why I love that scripture, 2 Corinthians, Timothy chapter 3, where it was read to us earlier. Every scripture is inspired of God and is profitable. Are you getting me? For doctrine, it's profitable. For teaching. He said, and for training in righteousness. So the word of God trains us. The word of God makes you a God. You know you are a God. The word of God trains you to live like one. I pray you get it. Now, if you listen to CNN, after a period of time, you will become what you are hearing. So Genesis 1:29, let me show you how God's word comes to us. Somebody bless tonight. And God said, see what God told man. Once he created man, see what he told man. See, I have what? Given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Now, I love this scripture. Let me ask you a question. When you read this scripture, what is God asking you to see? Now, this is the perspective of most people in life. That when God says, see, some see this. Others see what? It's all there. But I don't know if you know, this does not produce this. But the man who has this will always produce this. So if you always think seeds, you always have results. You know why? Everything God gives to man, he brings it in seed form. Life operates through the principle of seeds. If you have a seed, you have the source material. Are you with me? Say amen if you can. Luke chapter 8 verse 11. Jesus told the parable. I'm not going to go through the whole parable. But in that parable, this is what he said. The sower went to do what? Sow seeds. And while he was sowing, some fell by the wayside. Birds of the air came and picked it. He said some did what? Fell among rocks. And they did not have roots to grow. And they died. Amen. Just after sprouting, it died. He said, then some fell where? Among thorns and thistles. He said, and the thorns and the thistles choked the life of that word. Then he said, others fell on good ground. Listen, don't get it wrong. But even the ones that fell on good ground produced in stages. So the disciples met him and said, what's the meaning of that parable? Listen, parables are not stories. Parables are not illustrations. They are more than illustrations. Parables contain truths. And the reason Jesus speaks in parables, are you with me, is to hide precious things. That is why he said, it is not proper to throw precious things to swine. And why this particular parable is very important is because Jesus said, I'm quoting Jesus. Do I have Bible students here? Jesus said, if you don't understand this parable, how can you understand the other parables? Meaning, this parable is the parable that unlocks every other parable. It is basic. What is the underlining truth in this parable? Luke 8:11. He says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Tell your neighbor, you have a bag of seeds in your hand. Hold your Bible up. What are you holding? I have a bag of seeds. Amen. You have a bag of seeds. Say, I'm holding in my hand a bag of seeds. I know who gave these seeds. God. These seeds are quarantine. You can trust them. No defect. Now, there is food in this seed. There is healing. There's prosperity here. Your family is here. Your children are here. Your promotion is here. Everything you need is in the word of God in the form of a seed. I know what I like about this word is eternal. Come another 300 years, these seeds will still be here. These seeds can't suffer corruption. Why we look not at the things which are what? Are seen. Are you with me? So what happens when pastors are preaching and teaching? They are planting seeds in your heart. That's what I'm doing. What happens when you read a book? Planting seeds. What happens when you read the Bible? You're planting seeds. What happens when you don't read your Bible? You're not planting seeds. Let me give you an example. Tell your neighbor one more time, the seed is the word of God. Now say it like you're not feeling sleepy. Say the seed is the word of God. Are you getting me now? The seed is the word of God. If I give you a corn seed, one, you have heard it said, right, that there's a tree in what? In a seed. How many of you know that's not a complete truth? Because if you take that seed and you break it, you will not see a tree. True or false? So what is a seed? I pray you get this. I pray you understand what a seed is. A seed is powerful. A seed is where the intangible and the tangible meet to produce tangible things. Let me say it another way. How many of you know there are DSTV signals in the air, but not everybody is watching DSTV. So you need a what? A decoder, a dish, that when you put, what will it do? It will now, at some frequency, it will begin to pick the what? The signal and direct it to your house. See, DSTV is everywhere. It's even in your house too. But your TV cannot, you can't see the signals because you don't have what it takes to make it a visible picture that you can see. So, when you get a dish, an LMB or whatever it's called, what that thing begins to do is that it traps the waves, it traps the frequency and the images. Right now, everything in DSTV is in the air. Then it brings it to a place, transforms it into something you can see. That is exactly how a seed operates. A seed is like a decoder. So what happens when you take a corn seed? When you take a corn seed and you plant it, don't make a mistake. There's a watering process because there are elements needed to make that corn tree, that is found in water. There are elements needed to make that country found in what? Air. Some are found in sunlight. Are you understanding me? But you need a decoder. That when you put this decoder in the right environment, understand that temperature and pressure, it will pick the necessary elements from the water. It will pick the exact amount needed from the sun. It will pick the exact amount needed from the air, mix it with the soil, then begin to bring to light all the elements you are not. That means this same water you have been pouring, part of the tree is inside. The air you are breathing, part of the tree is inside. The sun you are seeing, part of it is there, but it needs a decoder. So when you put the seed in the ground, it will now say, water, give me so-and-so. Air, give me so-and-so. Light, give me so-and-so. Over a period of time, I will synthesize it, arrange it, eventually bring something out. So what the seed does is to bring a tree out of where it has always existed. But those things will keep existing until a seed goes into the ground to be able to bring it. The same way that frequencies will keep running in the air until somebody gets a decoder. Listen to me. Your money is moving somewhere. Your house is moving somewhere. Someone said, how come it's not showing? It's because you don't have the decoder yet. The moment you have the decoder, are you getting me? The decoder is what does its work to pull what is necessary to bring it to where you are. So the Bible says the seed is the word of God. But just having a seed does not equal a tree. The seed must be put in the right environment. Where is the right environment for the seed? Your heart. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Now, before we read verse 26, let's read verse 15. We'll read 15, then we'll go 26. It says, and these are the seeds by the wayside, where the word is where? Where the word is sown. When they hear. Notice, say, where the word is what? Is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their... Where is the word sown? That means the word in the Bible does not produce results. It's the word in your heart that produces results. So if you keep buying Bibles and putting... You know, some people, when they are going to bed, they put the Bible under their pillow. It's not the word under your pillow that chases any demon. If you like, buy a big Bible and idolize it, it doesn't produce results. It's just like having a bag of seeds doesn't equate a harvest. Is the seed that is planted in the soil that comes out as a harvest. It is the seed planted where? In your heart that produces the results. Did you get that? So let me give you an example before I go to verse 26. For example, 1 Peter 2:24. Can we read that? Let me show you. 1 Peter 2:24. See, the Bible is so simple. 1 Peter 2:24. In 2020, are you getting me? There is nothing that will be denied you if it's in that book. Nothing that will be denied you if it's in that book. You see, you will bring capital out of this book. You see, some of you have been looking for capital at one point. You will bring it out of this book. You will bring healing out of this book. You will bring out your visas. Bring out your admission. Are you getting me? Bring out your ticket. You bring out your degree from this book. Let's take this seed. Don't say scripture now. Let's take this seed. Let's say your body is aching with sickness. Do you know what scripture says you should do? There is healing in the word. So you know what you do? You will go to your bag of seeds and pick this seed. He himself bore our what? Sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. How do you plant? Amen. That means there's a preparation period. And planting is deliberate. Glory to God. That means you... Please, let me not go ahead of myself, but let me say this. You know, one of the major issues with the seed planted by the wayside, it dropped. Because the Bible says it fell. It wasn't intentional. The one on good soil was intentional. So casual reading of God's word, casual attention to God's word produces casual results. Like those who don't take notes. You know, there's nothing to plant. You know, some people just say, everything pastor said is here. I hear you. You have to think like a farmer. I want to produce healing. It's in the word. So you will take this. Sometimes you have to take a note. You take your note, you go back, and then you begin to go over it again and again. Like Pastor Dio was teaching us, through meditation. What is meditation? You think. You think about it. You think about it. It just, you ask questions. So does this mean that Jesus bore my sins in his own body on the tree? That means he has carried it. You see, that is meditation. You are prudent. You are looking at the word. You are asking questions. You are rubbing minds with the word. Not just reading in a hurry. Just because they say plant seed in your heart. You say, he himself who bore our own sins in his own body. We've been there to sin. Kai, Mwesi. Hold that child there. He who bore our own sins in his own body. We've been there to sin. May I live unto righteousness. By whose stripes? How many times will I call your name? Hold that baby there. I'm trying to plant the word. By whose sin? That's not how you plant the seed in your word. You're not a serious farmer. You plant one, call you breastfeed child for 5 minutes. Plant another one. Are you getting me? There's an attitude towards the word. You must think there is something. You know why? The field of life is the heart. See, the right seed in the right heart will produce the right results. And two things you need for life. I pray you get this. Two things any man needs for life, regardless of where he is. He needs a heart and he needs the seed. If God has given you a heart and he has given you the seed, you are made. Or you are rubbing foundation. Who himself? You are seeing who himself bore his own sin, his own body. Say, bring my lashes, please. Are you getting me? When he said, boy, his own sin, his own body, I have been there to see. I live unto righteousness. Is it righteousness? Is it just sanctification? Is it righteousness? Okay. Put it. By whose stripe I am healed. I know that I'm healed in Jesus' name. I know that I'm healed. No. Nothing is planted. What are we talking about? It's your life we are talking about here. I'm working on something. Why do we tie scare crow on farms? Is it not to scare crows? Thank you. To chase them away so that they don't come picking the seed. That means once you've put the word of God, if you are putting the word of God in your heart, there are certain things you need to protect it against. You say you are planting the seed of God's word in your heart, and every time you read Bible, you read newspaper. You understand what I'm saying? You read Bible, you read newspaper, you read Bible, you read. No. That's why the word of God doesn't have time to be settled in your heart. Some people are quiet. See, if I say the power of God is going to move in this place right now, let's hold a healing service. You'll be amazed how many people will be here. But when the anointed is not there, are you at the mercy of your situation? No. And listen to me, the surest thing in a man's life is not the anointing, it's the word. You know why? The anointing is upon the word. Because even when the anointing bets solutions in our lives, the only way to sustain them is by the word. That's why you discover that some people receive their miracles at crusade grounds. Then after a while again, it looks as though their situation got worse. It's not because they were not healed at that moment. It's because what sustains it is not there. You see, I was watching a man of God. In fact, let me call him Pastor Chris. I was watching his healing school videos. And it was just so amazing. The power of God was mightily at display. Until I discovered that he comes to pray for them in one service. But you must register for that school and be there for 2 months where you are attending classes every day. They are teaching you. There are people teaching you God's word every day. That's why it's called the healing school. Healing school is not one day event. Somebody was sharing his testimony. I said, look, even before Pastor Chris touched me, after going through the healing school classes, I could tell my healing had come. So it's not magic they are performing there. That's why that healing school is different from synagogue. See, you know what I'm saying? It is very, very different. People are taught. So there is a seed that is what? That is planted. And most of them, after he prays for them and they get healed, there is a package they give to them to go with. So that as they go, they will keep meditating upon God's word. Listen, I can lay my hands upon you, you will burst into millions. But the way to remain in the realm of millions is to have the word planted in your heart. If not, you have to wait for me till I come again for another Covenant World Conference. That's why of all Jesus' teachings and parables, none talked about the anointing. He talked about the principle of the kingdom. Because there's a principle that drives the life of the kingdom. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Mark chapter 4. Is somebody learning something? So as we step into this year, Father, Mother, create time for the word. Now when I'm saying create time for the word, I'm not just saying watch, you're not just watching TBN. Is that you will have a Bible where you are picking seeds from. Yeah.
Even if you take notes, you go back and you plant it. You allow that word to be engrafted into your heart. That's what I'm saying to you. There are people who will take just the Bible. All they have is the word of God. They will produce their companies next year. You will see industries popping out from this place. Am I talking to somebody? You are not coming back for the gathering next year the same way you came this year. I said you are not coming the same way you came. When you are coming next year, they will know that there's something that has been working on the inside of you. He said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed, not borrow money. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. It's not as if a man should borrow money. See, the first thing that should be coming to your mind is not, where can I take a loan? Who can help me? Who is going to help me? No, if you have the word, the first place you go to is the original source material. You look into this word, you say, I know it is here. It's as if, is it kingdom you want to manifest? You scatter seeds. That word scatter there, are you getting me? It means to cast. Cast seeds in the ground. Where is your ground? Your heart. Ask yourself, how much of this seed is here? Then you take it and begin to do what? Put it. You begin to put it in your heart. Your wife is saying, honey, where is the money? Say, baby, wait. You will see it. You don't get offended. You don't say, am I ATM? Am I machine? I'm doing my best. Am I machine? No, you cast it in your heart. The Bible says you go and sleep. Look at what it says in verse 28. For the earth yields crops by itself. The earth yields what? Yield. Notice the word yield. Brings forth crops by itself without any external help. And what did we say the earth is? So can we put it this way? Your heart yields crops by itself. If it's a crop of healing, if it's a crop of prosperity, your heart will yield it. How does the earth yield? The Bible says you don't know how, but we know what it does. And guess what? The Bible says there's a stage. First of all, it brings the blade, the head. After that, the full grain, where? In the head. When the word of God is in your heart and is dwelling in your heart, the first thing you notice is that your experiences will change. I'll give you an example. People will greet you like in a way they've never greeted you before. It doesn't mean they've given you anything, but they will greet you in a way they've never greeted you before. Your conversations, the kind of people you meet will begin to change. See, the word of God is what directs your activities, not your connections. I gave you an illustration of Joseph today. Father, we give you praise. Did you see Joseph? He planted the seed in his heart. I mean, that seed was growing. It was a seed of greatness. His brothers hated him. Listen, forget about your haters. What is going on around you is not as important as what is going on inside you. But your situation is pathetic. If there's a lot going outside and then there is nothing going on inside, why we look not at the things which are seen? You know, some people, if you enter their heart, God's word is not there. It's their issues that are there. That's what they are thinking about. Why do people hate me like this? No, I'm telling you, that's the seed they are planting. If you plant a negative seed, that will become your experience. Why do people hate me like this? Why is it so difficult for me to do the right thing? People enjoy the negative declarations of people over their lives more than the joyful news of the gospel. They say, look at you, you are dull, you don't know anything. Can I tell you? There's nobody here that will tell me, Darame, you are stupid, you are dull, you don't amount to anything. That can shake me up. There's already a seed that has been sown here. You can't even come and tell me that I will fail. Then I begin to say, Pastor Tom, I need counseling. I've been having some issues. They say I will fail. And I will fail. No, it's not possible. There's a place you stretch the cuttings of your mind. Are you with me? You can't think some things again. All this is not possible. What do you mean by it's not possible? Glory to God. I had a story that made me laugh. It's funny, but it's interesting. They withdrew an officer from NDA. They withdrew him from NDA. You've heard the story. They withdrew him from NDA. Not withdraw, they expelled him. He tried to reverse the decision. They say it doesn't happen. If you have been expelled from NDA, you're expelled. So he went to his village. They did some things. Then the priest told him that, I'm telling you, nobody can do anything to you. Go back to school. So he came back to school, entered the hostel.
and continued with them. When they were going to write the exam, he wrote the exam. School resumed. He came back. Are you getting me? And continued with them. This lecturer will look at him. They were entering his course until he graduated. It's after he graduated, they said, wait, how did they call him back? We thought they expelled him. They said, no, me too, I thought you were aware that they called him. But I said, no, I think, no. So everybody just assumed that the other person, okay, maybe they've called him back, I'm not aware. So this other person said, I thought they've called him back, I'm not aware. Nobody sat down to discuss it. So anytime they see him, they say, oh, so they called him back. That's how the lecturer just said, oh, so they called him back. Oh, good. What's your score? They were entered. The person I'm talking about is a general presently in the Nigerian army. So when he got blind in one eye and they took him to Reverend Arame's meeting, I want you to see how people take God's word. And they told him that by 6 o'clock, your eye will open. He kept that word in his heart. He will ask, what is the time? It's 2 o'clock. He said, okay. What's the time? 4 p.m. He said, because the man of God said that by 6 o'clock, the eye will open. There was something working inside him that was beyond what was happening to his body. That word, he set a time for his healing. When it was 6, the eye, they said, what's the time? They said, 6 o'clock. He got up. The eye popped open. You see, it's the same attitude he took from there. I want you to see the power of the human heart as you are going back after the gathering. The greatest treasure you are going back with is not the numbers you collected. It is the words planted, the seeds planted in this heart. You need to protect and nurture them. See Joseph. When Joseph had his vision, did his brothers hate him or not? Did they sell him? Where did they sell him to? To Egypt. See, when the seed of God's word is in your heart, your haters will be contributing to your destiny. Nothing works against a man who has the seed of God's word in his heart. Nothing. That's why I say, I'm not saying everything. You know, some of you feel that when the seed of God's word is in your heart, somebody will just come and give you $1 million agwa. That's not what I'm saying now. I'm saying with the seed of God's word in your heart, every situation is working in your favor. The same way that seed is capturing elements from the air, capturing elements from the wind, capturing elements from the soil, capturing elements from the same way that seed is attracting things, is the same way the seed of God's word attracts your experiences. It might even be a nasty boss, but if the seed of God's word is in your heart, don't worry, he's working for your good. Thank you, Lord. No, I've seen the seed of God's word walk. Was he sold? Yes. Have you ever imagined? I don't know probably how many slaves they brought that day, maybe 5, maybe 10. And of all the 10 slaves brought to the market, different people come to buy. Have you ever imagined it's possible that a businessman in Egypt would have bought Joseph and he would never have had the issues of prison and he would have just been a faithful slave who worked so well, his boss loved him and his brothers would assume he died. But of all the slaves that were there, the people that came to buy slaves that day, they would look at him and say, this one is too fragile. Others will look at him and say, he's too fine. My wife will have issues. Are you getting me? Everybody was just having their issue. Then Potiphar came and said, I have this hefty slave. I have this, but I've not had this type. He's just chilling in like that. Are you getting me? He's just cute. I need a cute slave. You understand what I'm saying? I need a cute slave. You see, when the seed of God's word is in your heart, everything will be, people will just be making obvious decisions because of you. Oh, glory to God. They will think they are the ones just making decisions. The truth is that it's your heart that is attracting them to you. See, I don't believe people just make decisions. So you must make decisions in my direction. They say, he's cute. They say, from where? Hebrew. I've never had a Hebrew slave. Come. Have you ever asked yourself, how come is Potiphar, the keeper of the captain of the king's guard, that came to buy Joseph? Is it a coincidence? You know why? When you have kingly dreams, you will attract kingly people. Everything he was attracting into his life had to do with the path of kings. It had to do with the path of kings. This is the blade. The full corn in the head has not manifested. But I don't even know he's on the path. Some of you are on the path to those big industries. You are in the path to those big offices. Are you getting me? You see, that's why sometimes somebody might be sitting in church here, hearing God's word is coming again. Last year he was here for the gathering. You are wondering, is anything happening? Things are happening in your life.
As if things are happening in your life, never look at somebody who is giving time to God's word and say he's an NFA. And I have an idea of the kind of person Joseph was. He was not a bitter person. The word of God was alive. You see, he was joyful for the woman to be attracted to him. Imagine him just doing his work, jolly, jolly. Are you getting me? Not going through therapy. You get me? If it's some people, they'll still be... Some of you, if your brother slap you, they take your brother, they say, oh, come, come, come. He's suffering from trauma. He said, are you okay? Okay, all right, everything is okay. Now, talk to me. What do you hear? What are the voices you hear? Say, I can hear Judah's voice telling me you will never make it. He say, oh, poor child. Are you getting me? It's empty minds that create room for Satan to come and have conversations with. See, if you open your mind, the devil will tell you things that don't. He will amplify things for you. See, this is your mind. Don't play. Guard your heart with all diligence. Out of it flows life. You know, the devil can meet you just one afternoon from nowhere, but you know you are really suffering. You even wonder where the thought came from. Have you ever had such thought? How many of you have had such? Have you ever sat in a place where a thought just came? Just say, from where? All of a sudden, you just realize, I'm suffering. You just had food, though. You just had food and watched a movie. It's in the middle of watching that movie or a match. You are just enjoying a football match. All of a sudden, a thought will come. This is all you'll be doing all your life. Watching, your whole life is eating food and watching match. You say, Kai. You say, how old are you now? You say, I'm 32. At 32, all you are doing is eating food and watching football. How much they pay you for watching football? I say, it's true. I don't even know how much. What? You say, where is my life? You say, how am I like this? Devil say, no. You see, that's the devil planting seeds. You say, critically examine yourself. Or maybe one day you are combing your hair in the bathroom. You see that you are going gray. The devil say, you see, you are going gray. Where are you? Gray hair is already coming. Very soon you will die. What will you be remembered for? Your children? What would they say? Your children will say you have gray hair. That's why I say, don't give the devil space. Do you know, there are times I tell the devil, come on, get out of this room, you idiot. You are very stupid. Amen. You have no room here. I talk to him like that. Get out. Because some of you, by the time you meditate on those things, someone say, good money. Say, what is good about the money? Don't talk to me. Nothing is good about the money. I'm not making progress in my life. Are you getting me? I need deliverance. You start going to all manner of places. As simple as what I'm saying, my sound is tormenting lives. You are putting your foundation, just rubbing your foundation, hiding all your pimples. A thought will just fly from nowhere. That's how you'll be covering pimples. No man. All this thing you're doing, has any man ever seen? Say, it's true. Say, even the brother that you're doing protocol with, has he ever even said, let's walk together to the road? He has never said it. You'll be rubbing foundation for who? Who are you rubbing the foundation for? You're just getting old here. You know what you do instantly? Let me tell you how the devil works. Instantly, you will leave there, go on the internet, Google, 35 years and above, how to get a mate at 35. You start reading all manner of articles. You say, okay, if you are 35, how to get a mate is that you have to do this. You hit the gym. If you have excess fat, you will see somebody who has no gym in the morning. You'll be wondering, where is it? It's a seed. Or you're just looking at yourself in the mirror and you say, I'm getting bald and I don't have money. Are you getting me? You know, when you are bald with money, it's better. But look at me. Look at where I am and I'm getting bald. God, I need a miracle. They say, this year is your year of growth. You say, amen. This is your year of growth. You put your hand on your head. They say, amen. Amen. Everybody's wondering why your hand is on your head. Amen. Amen. Oh, those things are... See, the devil can make you depressed. Especially if you have had live experiences. That's why I say this thing of planting God's word and protecting it is your greatest work in life. That is the greatest work of the believer. It's not all this hustling, no. It's that you have taken the word of God, you've put it in your heart, and you are jealously doing what? Guiding it. When I was speaking concerning Boko and talking about Christ Family Ministries, I met a minister. These are older ministers in this Boko. They invited me. One came to see me and said, Pastor Arome, we love you. We love you. We love what you're doing. You're such a nice, you're just, you know, we thank you. They're always telling me, we love what you're doing with the youth. We love what you're doing with the youth. God even had to tell me, stop thinking what they say. You were called to a city. So they would turn to me and say, we love what you're doing with the youth. We love what you're doing with the youth. So one of them now said, you see, the problem we have here is that if you are in the Southwest, you know, these Yoruba people, they love the gospel. They like to support it. They like to give. But our people here, they don't support things like this. Oh, they don't. They don't like giving to the gospel. This ministry you have, if you was in some of those places, by now, the thing would have just gone everywhere. I said, thank you, man. By the time the woman was living there, the Spirit of God just told me, say, delete. That's the negative seed. Because she made a statement. She said, because you will not even find somebody here that will give you 50,000 naira. You will not find somebody in this Benue that will give you 50,000 naira. This is at the height of Billionaires Club. When we used to, I preach those messages, Billionaires Club. You know, this is the peak. I just finished preaching Billionaires Club. That's what they told me, that I'm confessing billions. You're telling me that nobody will give me 50,000 naira. Persecution will arise for the word's sake, but you must protect the word. You don't try to focus on your detractors to pursue them. Is that as they are coming, what you are protecting is the word, not what they are saying. See, you don't have any business going around explaining yourself. Thank you, Lord. Barely 2 weeks later, as though the devil arranged all of them in quick succession, another older one came. Now it's even very big and intimidating. You say, Pastor Romeo, I like what you're doing. You know, but the thing is, you're a young man. Say, how old are you? Say, how old are you? I think then I was 28 or so. Say, I'm 28. He said, okay. This is a very pivotal moment in your life. If there are any giant strides to be taken, the best time to take them is now. Are you having plans to launch out into places like Abuja? He said, because ministries don't blow around here. By now, you should have observed what I'm saying. Ministries don't grow here. This is a land. If I was even telling you, this is a land that heated up its inhabitants. So he said, if at this age you don't want to end up as a missionary holding it back, then the time to take some very giant steps is now. In my mind, I said, you are still here. Do you understand me? That same week that all this thing was happening, one lady came to my house like this, quiet, after service on Sunday. I remember that my house at Titikete Street. I said, oh, I didn't see you in church. I said, yes, I traveled. Yeah, I wanted her, to be honest, I wanted her to go, I wanted to sleep. I had a big house for the first time in my life, but I was using only one room. The other rooms were not necessary. So I was just lying down in my room with my old computer, watching movies. She sat down, no serious conversation. How was Port Harcourt? Fine. She just said, well, I came back this evening. Sunday evening, I want to sow a seed to you, because I want to cut a long story short. Amen. She gave me that seed. Young girl, young, she's not young like that again. Young, but that thing, young girl, young, fresh girl, amen. Just gave me the envelope. I prayed for her. She walked away. I saw her off. Amen. I came back. I opened the envelope. I started counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I passed 20. I passed 30. I passed 40. They arrived 50. Her name is Maninge. I felt like shouting, where are you, madam? Come and see 50,000 naira in Boko. Listen, the moment you begin to have the seed of God's word walking in your heart, you'll be amazed. Everything you are looking for is hanging around you. The first time they ever gave me 1 million naira is in this Boko. It's in Boko. Someone say, what was attracting it? It's the seed. The seed is the decoder. It will trap it. Like Joseph. The original source material is what? It's the word of God. Treasure this word. And listen, when God's word is in your heart, don't feel bad that something has passed you. Nothing can pass you. Glory to God. Mrs. Potiphar came and upset Joseph. Where did they throw Joseph? In the dungeon. In the king's dungeon. Even when you think you are in a prison, it will be the king's prison. Everything will always be going in the line of the seed. When the king got angry with the butler and the baker, where did they send them? Who was Joseph looking, presiding over? King's prisoners. Everything that had to do with his life had to do with what? Kings. Until eventually it was him in front of the king himself. What are your visions? What are your goals? What are your dreams? Write them down. Take scriptures and put them in your heart. Don't look down on them. Some of you have visions of holding mighty crusades. Keep them. You have visions of affecting your campus. Keep them. You've shared some of your visions with me. Amen. Now, take the seed of God's word and plant it in your heart. Because just saying that I shall be great, one day I shall be great, that's not how it works. I shall watch football match without decoder. You will not watch it. Are you getting me? You need to get that material that brings it. That's what the seed does. And you can't be too old to plant the seed in your heart. That is how we look at things that are not visible. So in your heart, there are things you see other people cannot see. Man of God, you know, you are first a billionaire here before you are one outside. I told somebody, don't be poor in two places. Amen. Don't be poor outside and poor inside. Don't be poor in two places. Somebody said, how do you know you are poor inside? They say, so person just embezzled 4 point something billion. I say, yes, these are the people stealing our money. Stealing our money. How much of your money is inside the money store? How much of your money is inside? Every year I complain that they've not released the budget. Is your name inside the budget? You claim you are doing, you are not even doing business that budget affects. Is it not counter? Yes, in a society where microeconomics is as good as low. But what I'm saying is that run your race, follow your course. The reason I'm training you in the messages I'm preaching is because God has told me that 2020 is a year of opportunities. It is the year of opportunities. It's the heaven's due. It is a year of opportunities. And guess what? You need to have what it takes here, so that when the opportunities come, they will locate you. In 2020, there are people here that will meet with billionaires. These are people you have been trying to reach. The moment the word enters your heart, God will now start moving you into their space. Like Joseph, he will start moving you into their space. I heard in my heart that there are people entering into regions of the rich and famous. You just discover that the kind of people you are talking with has changed. But you see, it starts with the seed of God's word.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.